It's Friday, time to talk about business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We've talked a lot about how online shopping has changed the retail industry. And as more people shop online, several chains are rethinking the way they use the space in their stores. That includes Raley's. The West Sacramento-based grocery chain is debuting something new in one of its locations.
That's right. We are talking about community rooms for members of the Raley's Customer Loyalty Program. Now, maybe you've already seen a meeting room in your local Raley's store, but this is sort of an elevated experience for members of Something Extra, the loyalty program from Raley's that's free to join. Right now, the new rooms are at a single location, a Bel Air store in Folsom. Bel Air is one of the grocery brands that Raley's operates.
What do people do in these community rooms?
Well, there are actually three rooms at this Bel Air store in Folsom. One is a general conference room, which is sort of similar to what Raley's has offered in the past, but with more pizzazz. There's also a fitness room in the store with equipment such as yoga mats, which groups can reserve for workout sessions. And the third room is a play space for children. Now, you might remember when Raley's offered childcare at its stores in the past. This is not a return to that era. The playroom is designed to be used by children supervised by adults. Members of the Customer Loyalty Program can reserve these rooms online, free of charge, beginning in January.
So presumably, Raley's had to do some remodeling here to create these spaces. Did they have to eliminate any departments in the Bel Air store to create these rooms?
The conference room was created by reconfiguring existing space. And the workout area and play space, meanwhile, occupy space that was previously used by an in-store pharmacy. In October, Raley's announced plans to close 27 pharmacies at stores it operates. And the Folsom Bel Air was among the affected locations.
Do you think this idea is going to spread to other locations?
Yeah, that's definitely possible. Representatives from the grocery company are considering a variety of possibilities for future in-store community rooms, including co-working space. Now, this all makes sense. The idea has multiple possible benefits for Raley's. For starters, it could increase enrollment in the company's customer loyalty program. And on a larger level, it's consistent with that experience element we mention so often in our discussions of retail. Raley's continues to invest in e-commerce, but it also needs to bring people to its brick-and-mortar stores. These new rooms are all about experiences.
Of course, Raley's isn't the only retailer focusing on experiences these days. Department stores are doing it too.
Exactly. Just this week, I reported that Macy's is upgrading its food offerings at its Art and Fair store. We don't have too many specifics yet. Representatives from the department store chain told me more details will be available in the future. But Art and Fair Macy's does not currently have a Taste Bar Cafe, like the one in you see at the downtown Sacramento location.
Yeah, I remember that downtown Macy's applied to sell beer and wine earlier this year.
Yeah, I did some hard-hitting research this week, and I'm happy to report that beer and wine are currently available at that downtown Sacramento Macy's store. But in all seriousness, department stores have faced a lot of challenges in recent years. Upgrading a store's cafe offerings could be one way to attract and retain brick-and-mortar shoppers.
Sonia, you got some details on restaurant closures that have been announced.
Yeah, Original Perry's on Stockton Boulevard in the South Sacramento area is closing after 51 years of business. This diner will have its final day on Sunday. Also, Rough House Hot Dog Company is closing after nearly 10 years in the El Dorado Hills Town Center. It will have its final day later this month. We've seen a lot of factors reinforcing this idea that the restaurant industry is getting more competitive in the Sacramento area. Now, we can't attribute all of these closures to a single factor, but we know that operators are dealing with factors not only such as rent and the rising minimum wage, but also difficulty finding workers and heightened competition in the area. Again, every closure is due to different factors, but this is definitely something to watch in the future.
Yeah. And finally, electric mopeds are hitting the streets of Sacramento.
Yeah, a startup in San Francisco called Zebra began delivering electric riding scooters to Sacramento customers last month. These are different from the scooters that are already on the streets because they are leased month to month and are used by just one customer. The motorized scooters have a top speed of 30 miles per hour and can be driven with a regular driver's license. They also have removable battery packs that can be plugged into a standard wall outlet.
Are you going to be trying one of these?
Well, I'm still recovering from the California International Marathon, so anything that doesn't involve walking or running sounds like a good idea right now. These new scooters rent for $99 a month, which includes maintenance and a helmet.
Sonia Sarge from the Sacramento Business Journal, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.